They're going to make an Ephraim for Parshas Noach. Parsha begins, Ela told us Noach. Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bidorosav. Es ha'elohim his halech Noach. So let's take a look at the second piece. Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bidorosav. Es ha'elohim his halech Noach. And then the pasuk says, V'yoled Noach shalosha vanim. Noach had three children. As Shem, as Cham, and as Yafis. Okay. Hinei yadua mizohar kadosh. We know from the Holy Zohar. Adam harishon niskalgel b'noach. Adam harishon needed to fix a lot of things. And therefore Adam harishon came back in many gilgulim, primary gilgulim, secondary gilgulim. Obviously, the concept of Gilgul, of reincarnation, is a very interesting idea, very deep idea. So Adam HaRishon, on a certain level, came back as Noach. Noach is trying to fix the chait of Adam HaRishon. Va'adayin lo haya hatikun b'shleimus, ad izdiraku shem cham v'yefes, b'tlos avahan, v'sham niskan b'shleimus. And as much as Noach is trying to be a fixing of Adam HaRishon, we need Noach's children also, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, to also work with their father to bring about this tikkun. The Zohar says that Shem, Cham, and Yafes themselves are not fixed, are not corrected, are not their tikkun, their spiritual tikkun is not b'shleimus until what? Until izdiraku bitlas avahan. Until they themselves became reincarnated as the avos. Until their soul was connected to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So wait a minute. So does that mean Shem, Cham, and Yafes correspond in some way to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Is that what he's saying? Or he's saying that Yosef, working with his toldos, were supposed to bring a tikkun, and because... I said Yosef? Noach. With his toldos, we're supposed to bring a tikkun to Adam HaRishon, and that tikkun cannot be complete until Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov come onto the scene. What was the chait of Adam HaRishon? And what is the tikkun that Noach and Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov are all trying to work on, trying to bring about? So let's see. Hinei Adam HaRishon pagam bebris kodesh, like we were learning earlier in this week from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. Right? One of the biggest tikkunim that has to take place in the world is the tikkun habris. It's yisod. It's the foundation. Adam HaRishon, we know, the Gemara says, was pogame in his bris. Like Chazal say in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches, Moishech ba'arlaso haya. Adam HaRishon was Moishech ba'arlaso, which means that even though Adam was born mahul, Adam HaRishon was born without arla, without foreskin, but he wanted Moshe Bar Lasso, means he tried to make himself look like he was uncircumcised. Moshe Bar Lasso. He pulled at the skin, literally pulled at the skin as a way of, he didn't want to look different. Different from who? He was the whole world. Okay. But Chazal say that Adam HaRishon definitely had some issues with regard to Pagam HaBris, both in terms of being Moshe Bar Lasso, in terms of Hotzah Zera Levatala. Adam HaRishon had many issues in Tikkun HaBris. V'isa tamim malamid shenolad mahul. We were learning yesterday. Isn't it amazing? Everything we learned this week is all connected. We learned yesterday in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Noach was what? He's a tzaddik and he's a tamim. Tzaddik bidrachav, tamim b'maisav. Chazal in the Medrash Tanchuma say tamim means that Noach was born mahul. Noach was born circumcised. Noach was born. Interesting. V'hainu l'fi shehu haya rishon l'takein chait Adam HaRishon shepagam b'bris kodesh. Was Noach born with this awesome potential of shabris, born without even an arla, born in a state of circumcision, because it's a reminder to Noach that you have the potential to takein the chait of Adam HaRishon. V'zem ha'ramiz ha'pasuk tamim. Hainu, Tmimuso shel Noach sheba letakin chet Adam harishon, haya achar kach bidorosav. Says the Gemach in Ephraim, Noach is an ish tzaddik tamim bidorosav. So if tamim means that he was born mahul, and now we're understanding based on the Zohar that Noach is some way is trying to fix the mistake of Adam harishon. But says the Gemach in Ephraim, if you understand the sugya well, you'll understand that it's tamim bidorosav. It's going to take generations for this tikkun to take place. Noach is not going to be able to fix the problem from beginning to end. What are the dorosav? Who are the doros that are going to come later, which bring this tikkun? Hainu betlas avahan. That's a reference to the three avos. It says the Gemach in Ephraim, something we may never have noticed before or thought about before. Each of the avos has the midah of tmimus. Really? Yaakov is an ishtam. Think about it. He says, ki Avraham, it says, v'heyeh samim. When Avraham is told to give himself a brismila, Avraham is told by Hashem, heyeh tamim, become tamim. Brismila brings you to a state of tmimus. Yitzchak, the first Jew, so to speak, the first one born to Jewish parents, so to speak, to have a brismila on the eighth day, Yitzchak became a carbon by Akedas Yitzchak, and is throughout Chazal referred to as the what? As the Ola Tamima, the complete offering. Even though, like we learned in Rav Gedalia Shur, Yitzchak obviously wasn't burnt as a carbon Ola, but his ashes are collected in Shemayim, and it's Ki'ilu, Yitzchak gave up his entire being for Hashem. So he's the Ola Tamima. And of course, Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is an Ishtam. So each of the three avos, in a certain way, is a continuation, is a fixing or a completion of what? A completion of Adam HaRishon. And helping Noach to complete that task. Es Elohim his halich Noach, ze haya kol halichas Noach. The whole Es Elohim his halich Noach means that everything that Noach was going towards was what? Kol halichos Noach, all of Noach's motion was letakin es Elokim. Hainu Adam HaRishon shai yachid ba'olamo es Elokim. He's learning es Elokim. What does the word es mean? It's a hard word to translate. Sometimes es can mean with. Ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael haba'im mitzrayma. First pasuk in Shemos. These are the names of those who came to Egypt. Es Yaakov. With Yaakov. Aleph Taf means with. So Noach's whole trajectory in life, his halech Noach, what was Noach his halech? Es Elokim. What does it mean, Es Elokim? He's learning Es Elokim, the one who was with God. Who's the only one in history who was with God to the exclusion of anyone else? Right? All of us, we're with God also. But I'm with Hashem right now, and so are you, and so are you, and so are you, and so are you. Who was the only one who could say, I was alone with Hashem at one point? Adam HaRishon. So the whole tikkun, Es Elohim, Es Halich Noach, Zehaya Halichos Noach, Letakin Es Elohim, Hainu Adam HaRishon, Shahaya Yachid Ba'olamo Es Elohim. That Adam, who was alone with Hashem, that's what Noach's whole life is dedicated to fixing. Umikol Makum Lo Tikin Oso B'Shlemus, but Noach couldn't complete it on his own. So that's the second pasuk in the parsha. Again, how does the parsha begin? Eile told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim, bidorosav, but it would take generations for him to complete that midah of tmimus, of the fixing of the tikkun abris, and therefore vayoled Noach shlosha banim, which is merames to the three avos. We call makom lo tikkun osav shleimus ad vayoled Noach shlosha banim, until Noach had his three sons, v'nizderaku betchlas avahan. And they became expressed through the three avos. Umashalo, nishlamu, v'nitkanu, b'shem, cham, v'yafes. And the reason that shem, cham, and yafes could not assist their father in what? In bringing about this tikkun. Mipnei shahaya b'neihem cham, shayapogim gam kem ba'usu b'china. Because we know that cham was involved in acts of arayos on the teva. And because cham was not a Shomer Habris, so Shem, Cham, and Yafes could not bring about the Tikkun, and it would take Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to bring about that Tikkun. Very kedai to think about, and I've given very little thought, but I really want to have time to think about it. Shem, Cham, and Yafes, again, do they match up with the Avos in some way? Who's Shem, who's Cham, who's Yafes? Again, now that we said Cham is bad, we don't want to match Cham up with anyone. Cham failed in Tikkun Abos. Okay, let's hear comments, yeah. Okay. Could be. Could be. That's, yeah.
They even have some of the same letters.
Right, right. Chanoch is a very... I was sitting last night at a meeting and someone said to me, what's with Chanoch? I was like, I have no idea. He's confusing. Very holy, very complicated. I'm not sure. Yes.
So you mentioned in the piece that Noah put that
Avraham
himself, but what about
Avraham? Right, but he's Avraham Ivri. Avraham Ivri. He was also Echad Haya Avraham. Okay? Interesting. Interesting. Right, Noah was alone with Hashem. Adam was alone with Hashem. Avraham was alone with Hashem. Interesting to think about. Interesting to think about. There's definitely strong connections between, again, all of those, as we just saw. I'll tell you, Remez. Let's do the gematria of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Noach. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Noach. No, I don't think so. How much is Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. No? Yes. Guys, remember we learned about Shnaya Mikra? And I said Shnaya Mikra, we learned that some of the Rishonim say that when Kriyas HaTorah takes place, it's not a time to space out, it's a time to learn communally. So, work out the remez. Why are we only three people working on the remez? Figure it out. Avraham plus Yitzchak plus Yaakov. How much is Avraham? 248. How much is Yitzchak? 208. How much is Yaakov? 182. So what's Avraham plus Yitzchak plus Yaakov? 638. Okay. Plus Noach? 696. 696. What's the match of Bris Mila? Sure, sir? How much is Bris? 612. How much is Mila? 85. 612 plus 85 is 697. Okay, so Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Noach with the kol is gematria bris mila. That's good. That's what we just learned. We learned that Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov with Noach are metaken the chait of bris mila of Adam Arishon. The three sons didn't count because Cham messed it up. So the three sons had to be. Fixed by the Avos, so it's really Noach plus Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. What? All right. Okay, Chaver, good. Let's go on. Upesach hateva betzida tasim. We fast forward a little bit in the parsha. Noach is told to build the teva, right? And he's told that the door of the teva, upesach hateva, Bitsida tasim, shall be placed on the side. Okay. What does that mean? So, we're going to learn a few very famous Torahs from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in this piece. Tchila nevar masha amru b'gemara. First, let's explain what the Gemara says. Why does the Torah need to tell us details about... Many, many Sfarim are wondering, why did the Torah need to tell us the details of how long the flood lasted and exact locations and places and names. There's a lot of things in the Torah that you wonder, like, what do I need to know this for? You want to tell me Noach built a boat? Good. To get on a boat, you need a door. Great. Pesach HaTeva B'tzidah Tosim. Put the door on the side. Shkoyach. Machlokas Rishon, which side is called the side? Is it the long side or it's the more narrow side? Okay, great. So we still don't even know how to draw a picture of it. What is that? Put the door on the side? That's what you need to tell me? Put the door on the side? So says the Degel Malchut Ephraim, let's think about the side. What is the inyan of the side? Tchila nevar masha amru b'gemara Sanhedrin lamin chasam adbeiz. There's a gemara that tells us, b'chol makom shepakru haminin tshuvasan b'tzidan. Anytime the heretics tried to pakru, that they tried to make hafkeris, they tried to make apikorsis, anytime the Torah looks like it says something that, you know, those who are hateful can pick up on and say, oh, look at the Torah. Look what the Torah says here. Simple example. Na'aseh Adam. Hashem says, let us make man. Ha ha! Look, you Jews claim one God. You don't even know how to read your own Bible. It says, Na'aseh Adam. Let us make man. So says the Gemara, anytime there's a pasuk that could be misleading, the answer, the resolution, the correct way to understand that pasuk is what? Chuvasan b'tzidan, says the Gemara. The answer is right next door. So the pasuk says, Nasa Adam b'tzalmeinu, let us make man, right, in our image. And then, Vayivra Elokim Esa Adam, in the singular, and God made man. So, well, then who's the we in the previous pasuk? So read Rashi, Apikaris. Right? But the answer is always right there. And the Gemara gives many, many examples of this. Hava nerda v'nivla sham svasam. Right? Let us go down and confuse their language later in our parsha. Nu, what's the answer? Vayeret Hashem liros. Hashem comes down to see what's going on with the Migdal Bavel. So whenever it looks like there's something like a little off, Hashem gives the real answer right next to it. Chuvasam b'tzidan. Okay? Interesting concept. Chuvasam b'tzidan. The chuva is on the side. The Gemara Menachos says that when Hashem created the world with the letter Hey. And Hashem created Olam Hab with the letter Yud. Anyone remember the Pasuk? Ki beka Hashem tzur olamim. Ki be yod hey, with yod and hey, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was tzur olamim. Hashem created worlds. Which world was created with the letter hey? Which letter hey? Be yod and hey, Hakadosh Baruch Hu created worlds. It's the pasuk. Ki beka, with yod and hey, Hashem created olamim. Hashem created olam haza with the letter hey. Hashem created olam haba with the letter yod. What is the meaning of the letter hey? Says the Gemara in Menachos. Look at the shape of the letter hey. It has a big opening on the bottom because this world could be like a bottomless pit that a person could just stumble in. It could fall out the bottom. We can all fall apart so easily in this world. But you know what happens when you fall apart? You can do tshuva. Letter hey is the letter of tshuva. Tashuv hey. Return with the hey. How do you get back in? Where's tshuva? Tshuvasan b'tzidan, right? The tshuva's on the side. What do you mean? No, what do you mean? You come in through the side door, right? You fall out the bottom of the hay. You fall out the bottom of this world. Make sense? But you come back around through the side opening of the hay. You go in through the back door. Okay? So now, just noticing this Gemara and paying attention to the language of this Gemara and thinking about what else I know about coming in through the side. Actually, I had a shiur a couple of years. Was that last year or a couple of years ago? Remember that shiur about going over and going under and going around? This was maybe 2 years ago. V'yesh lahavin zel piakdam azu. D'i efshar lechoshech b'lo or v'la ra b'lo tof. Explains the Degel Malchut Ephraim. We need to begin by reminding ourselves that there cannot be. I efshar lechoshech b'lo or v'la ra b'lo tof. Where there's dark, there's always potential for light. Where there's bad, there's always potential for good. And even more than that, the Zohar says there is no light except for the light that comes out of darkness. There's no true light except for the light that comes out of darkness. There's no success except for the success that comes out of a struggle. There's no tov except for a tov that comes from within a world of ra. Ki ha'or yotze v'nikar mitoch ha'choshech. Because how can I appreciate light without the contrast of darkness? V'chein ha'tov yotze min ha'ra. And good comes from evil. How can I appreciate what good is if I don't have a context? Achshu mechusu v'helem sham. And even though it's concealed there, but a person who looks deeply recognizes that beyond the darkness is light. All of Kabbalah's Torah, Torah is called Or. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah Or. Torah is called Or. And yet Har Sinai is completely shrouded in darkness. Choshech, Anan, Arafel. Dark, dark, and more dark. The famous Torah from Rabbi Nachman and Lakuti Moran. Moshe nigash el Arafel. Moshe walks into the darkness knowing that the Torah is right on the other side of that dark cloud. But it's only a person who is willing to work through that darkness, not only afilu bastar, but dafka bastar, that's where you find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe nigash el harafel, what's the end of that pasuk? Asher sham elokim. There, in that dark cloud, harafel is the thickest darkness. Dafka in the harafel, a person could have an encounter with Hashem. Ach shehu mechusu vehelem sham, but it's very hidden there. Vitzarech levar hatov, shiharah nidcha vatov ola lamala. So I have to first encounter the darkness, I have to drive away the darkness, and by pushing away the darkness, then I'm able to discover the light and be able to lift it up. By driving away the evil, I'm able to uncover the good and give it its proper place. With this, we can understand what we find in Sifrei Chassidus. The first Sefer of Chassidus ever published was the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Rabbi Yaakov Yosef was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, originally an opponent of the Baal Shem Tov, then became a great Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And I've told you in the past, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov 249 times. Shemati mimayri, I heard from my Rebbe. And told us Yaakov Yosef 249 times he quotes teachings from his Rebbe. It's one of the earliest sources that we have of Torah's Baal Shem Tov. Degamach and Ephraim is about as close as we can get other than the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The Toldos also wrote other Svarim on Chumash. One of them is called Tzafnas Paneach. In the Tzafnas Paneach in Parshas Truma, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov as explaining the following. B'svarim HaKadoshim shel Harav HaGaon Moreinu HaRav Yaakov Yosef HaKohen B'shem Adoni Avi Zakeni Nishmaso Eden. The Holy Rav Yaakov Yosef quotes from my grandfather, the Holy Baal Shem Tov, explaining the Mishnah in Meseches Avos Arba Midos Baholche Beis HaMedrash V'chulu Ayein Sham. There are four Midos, there are four types of people when it comes to going to the Beis Medrash. Anyone recognize this Mishnah from Pirkei Avos? The Mishnah says there are four types of people when it comes to giving tzedakah. One of the people is a person who doesn't give tzedakah. The other Mishnah says there's four types of people who go to the Beis Medrash. There's people who go to the Beis Medrash and learn. There's people who go to the Beis Medrash and don't learn. It's also a Madriga. At least they come to the Beis Medrash. There's people who don't come to the Beis Medrash but learn at home. It's also a Madriga. And then there's a fourth category, people who don't come to the Beis Medrash and they don't learn. You know what's the Baal Shem Tov's question? How is that one of the Arba Midos of Holche Beis Medrash? Person who doesn't go to Beis Medrash has no shaychus to the Beis Medrash. He doesn't learn in the yeshiva and he doesn't learn outside the yeshiva. So he's not one of the Holchei Beis HaMedrash. Nu, and what's the Baal Shem Tov's answer? Yisron Ha'or Min HaChoshech. You know why we count him as one of the Holchei Beis HaMedrash? Because when I know that one of the options is to not come to Shir and to not learn outside of Shir, right? Makes it much more meaningful when I do come to Shir. Knowing that some choose not to get up in the morning and go to Minyan makes it more meaningful when I get up and do go to Minyan in the morning. So in fact, the person who doesn't go to Minyan is actually enhancing the experience of Minyan. Like it says in Koheles, the Yisron Ha'or Min HaChoshech, the contrast of light versus dark. So says the Baal Shem Tov, the person who doesn't learn at all is, yes, he's one of the Holchei Beis HaMedrash. His Roshem upon the Beis HaMedrash is significant. I can appreciate the Tov, those who choose good, when I know that there's an option to choose Be'er. So that's this Yisod. When I see some people don't give tzedakah, it makes it more meaningful when I push myself to give tzedakah. When I challenge myself to step up and to give tzedakah. V'chein hu batfila. The same thing is true in davening, he says. K'shelefamim bala adam machshavos zaros l'chasos mimanu ur Torah avodah chas v'shalom. When a person sometimes feels that there are many machshavot zarot, there are many foreign thoughts that are covering over the light of Torah, the light of avodah, I have no clarity. Like Rav Weinberger was describing yesterday, a severed head, a disconnect from my head and my body. Aval mishu chacham eina barosho, but a person who's wise says, afal pichein, even though it's hard to daven, it's hard to learn, I'm not really grasping it. There's a lot of clouds blocking the way to Kabbalah Satorah. A wise person says, afal pichein, I'm going to keep going. V'yavin ki yesh or gadol mechusa v'nelem besoch osva choshech. He knows that in his distracted moments of tefillah, there's a tremendous opportunity to be close to Hashem. And if he pushes through that thought and he's able to get refocused, it'll be greater than those days where he just had simple kavana without any distracting thoughts. Ki leis asar panoi minei. Because there is no atar, means a place. There's no asar. Right? Like Mora da Asra. Mora da Asra means like the chief rabbi of town. Mora da Asra, the master of the place. So leis asar. Leis means there is not. Leka. Right? Leisa. Let. Leis asar panui mine. There's no place that is devoid of him. Which means even in your struggle, Hashem is there. It's not, I got to get past the struggle to get back to Hashem. It's the recognition that in the struggle, Hashem is there. That besoch ha-meniya, to use again Rabbi Nachman's language, in the meniya, in the blockage, is exactly where Hashem is found. It's not beyond the blockage Hashem is found. Right? Besoch ha-astara. In the hastara, Hashem is found. Because Yav in ze umam in bezeh emunah shleima, when a person believes this wholeheartedly, az yischazek v'avodaso, uva'or ha-chayim v'atov, then he keeps going and he keeps going and he never gives up. He understands that the setback is part of the growth. And eventually he's able to distinguish the good from the evil. That the negativity will be pushed aside because he fought for it and he worked through it. All of the achirus means like the swampiness, the filthiness, the psoles, right? The waste matter, the unnecessary parts, all the things that seem to just be in my way. Achirus is like mud, the muddiness. The achirus and the psolis, mamish, nidcha, v'nofel, will be pushed aside, revealing that underneath is what? Is the most beautiful thing in the world. It's Rabbi Nachman's story of the Prince of Gems, for those who know the story. Covered in tzaras, and when the tzaras falls away, he's revealed to be nothing other than beautiful, precious stones underneath. V'atov olet lamala, and the good is able to rise up. V'zehu sod rosh hashana, this is the secret of Rosh Hashanah, the three books that are open, Tzadik, Rasha, and Beinoni, and this is true in all matters and understand it well. What does he mean when he says this is the secret of Rosh Hashanah? So in the fancy edition that I have here, it quotes from the Pri Etz Chaim of the Arizal, the Rav Chaim Vital, who explains, and I don't fully understand what he's writing here, but the image of a scale, how does a scale work? That image that we often associate with Rosh Hashanah, right? Those pictures of the scales, our mitzvos and our averos being weighed on the scales. What's amazing about a scale is that, right, the impact on one side directly impacts the other side. When you increase one side, it impacts the other side. Even though no direct change has been made on the other side. So I think what the Degel Machane Ephraim is saying here, and again, Rizal is explaining it much more deeply, but I think the idea is that you have this reality where Tov and Ra are connected to each other, like the two sides of the scale. Right? But when this one is Nofel, this one is Ola. That's what he just said. Those were the words he used, no? When the psoles is nofel, hatov ola lamala. that as you push away that darkness, memela, automatically, the same way on the scale, the impact on one side, memela, moves the other side up or down. So when a person is able to move past the darkness, memela, the light is automatically increased. But there's a partnership. They're woven together. And the whole avoda of our life in this world, Eitz Hadas Tov V'Ra, is to work through that. So with this we can understand what the Gemara that we quoted in Sanhedrin means. That any place, mamish, in the same place where the heretics are making heresy, right there on the side, it's the same letter, hey, you can fall out the bottom, you can walk in through the side door, it's mamish the same thing, the same letter. Just a different perspective, a different access point. You take the same word in Chumash, Nasa Adam, and you see it as kfira, and you poke fun at God, and you say it undermines Hashem Echad, or you read Rashi and say, wow, what a beautiful lesson in Midos. As Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the advice of the angels, reminding us that no matter how smart you are, you should always seek the counsel of others. Never operate in the vacuum. It's just your own ideas. So say Chazal, b'kol makum shepakru aminim, wherever the heretics are causing heresy, hainu. The guy who doesn't come to the base medrash impacts the base medrash positively because he makes it more meaningful, those who come there. So wherever the heretics are making heresy out of the Torah, tshuvasan b'tzidan, the answer is right there, right next to it. B'tzad ha-choshech shalahem shom yesh or gadol behelem shemora behippech al emunas Hashem yizbarach baruchu. Then mamash, the same pasuk that they're bringing to say, Look, this undermines Torah. Look, this disproves God. You say, you clown, you fool. If you know how to read the puzzle, you see this is the greatest proof of God. Mamish, right there, the same words. What for one person is choshech, for another person is or. What for one person is mar, for another person is matok. Some of the tzaddikim called chodesh cheshvan, ram cheshvan. Same letters. Is it mar? Is it bitter? Right? Or is it ram? Is it a time that's elevated? If I continue to build off of the groundwork that I put down in Elul and Tishrei, it can be a very lofty month. Or it could be a very bitter and very plain and very empty month. It's a question of our perspective. So mamish, right there on the tzad, right there on the side, the thing that one person sees as rejection of Hashem, another person sees as emunas Hashem. Rak shuhu niskase ve'eino nigle machmas shachoshech mechasa oso. But it's hard to see it because the darkness covers it over. Good? So far good? So he has one more paragraph to the piece. I told you, you got a couple of very famous teachings from the Baal Shem Tov. So you got one. You got the Baal Shem Tov's Yisro Na'or Min HaChoshech and the Arba Midos V'Holchei Beis HaMedrash. That's a Gevaldik Vart. But the even more famous Vart from Parshas Noach, now we're going to understand. U'Pesach HaTeva B'Tzidat Tasim. We've been focusing on what? On the sort of the opening on the side. The reality that right alongside the darkness is the light. What's Pesach HaTeva? What's Pesach HaTeva? So he quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, V'chein yesh lama ha-remez v'pasuk kan al pi masha heyer adoni avi zekeni nishma so'eden. Let's learn how the Baal Shem Tov learned Tzohar Tassel HaTeva. Jonathan Berger and I were talking about this pasuk yesterday. I didn't realize he was going to quote it, but we were talking about this yesterday. We're talking about what is Pnimiyas HaTorah. What does it mean to read a pasuk and see a totally different thing beyond the pshat? So the Baal Shem Tov said the following. Right? Tzohar tase lateva. What's the pasuk pshat? Tzohar tase lateva. The teva needs light. Make a light for the teva. Nu, two opinions in what the light was. Rashi says it was a window or it was an illuminated gem. If you look in the Chizkuni, he says, Tzohar is a lashon of Yitzhar. Tirosh v'yitzhar. What's Tirosh? Grapes. What's Yitzhar? Oil. Tzohar tasa l'teva. Bring olive oil on the teva to be able to have light. Tzohar tasa l'teva. Provide illumination for the teva. So we have three pshatim now. We have a window to let some light in from the outside, even though it may have been dark outside. We have an illuminated gem. And we have, bring along oil so you can have lamps to light the way. That's all b'derach ha-pshat. Or light drash. Comes along the Baal Shem Tov and says, let me tell you why we care to know that there was a window in the teva. So our Tasa L'Teva says the Baal Shem Tov, what does the word Teva mean? Besides ark. Rashi Tevos. Words. Teva is a word. Teva merumas al mila. Shunikra Teva. So what does it mean? Sohar ta'ase lateva. Make illumination to your words. Illuminate your words. What does it mean, illuminate your words? How do I make the letters light up when I daven and when I learn? Well, it depends how much I'm into it. If I'm just mumbling through my siddur, the words are probably crumbling to the floor. But if I'm concentrating and I'm trying to really talk to Hashem through the vehicle called the siddur, through the tefillah, then so ar tasa l'teva. And so ar tasa l'teva means va'amar hu shetira l'ha'ir hateva shetotzi mipicha. Illuminate the words that come from your mouth. Speak with a chiyus, with a passion, with an excitement. Noach is taught, we're taught about Noach and his three children, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. The Netziv has an amazing vart. The Netziv says, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, when you're rebuilding the world, why is it telling us about Noach's children? He keeps mentioning his children. We know his children. We got their names already in last week's parsha, no? Why do you have to mention the children of Noach? Because if you're building the world, and Noach was the architect for the reconstruction of the world, these were not just the names of his children. These were the three things a person needs to rebuild the world. Shem, Cham, and Yafes. What are Shem, Cham, and Yafes? What are Shem, Cham, and Yafes? What do you think Shem is? A name. Shem Hashem, okay, maybe. What else? Identity. Right? I thought people were going to say reputation. You need to have a good name. Right? But the Nesiv says more like identity. That's right. You need to have a mission statement. We're starting a new business. We're starting a new yeshiva. New? What's your identity? What's your shame? You're rebuilding the world. Now, how's it going to be different than the last world that got destroyed? Cham. Passion. Cham. Passion. Okay. Thoughtfulness. Interesting. It's a good shot. You need to have passion. You need to have drive. There's no way you can create something and rebuild something, especially rebuild, right? Build is hard enough. To rebuild something, to get it started again, it takes a lot of cham. They tell a maisa, there's a Hasidish rabbi whose house was on fire. And the rabbi was standing outside the house, watching his house burn to the ground. And he said, Rebbe, if you could save one thing from your house, what would you save? So he said, I would save the fire. I'd save the bren. If I could take one thing from what I see in front of me, I would take the fire. Geschmack line, no? Slavus. If I could save one thing, I don't care about the physical possessions of my house. If I could bottle up something from this experience, just watching the fire's rage is, wow. And what's Yafes? What's Yafes? The Netziv was a very poetic soul. The Netziv was a very unique Rosh Yeshiva. Most Rosh Yeshiva don't write full commentaries on Chumash. In the parish of Shir Shirim. It was a very poetic soul. Yafes is the aesthetics. Right? It matters how you package it. It really, really matters how you package it. You could have a great idea, but if you don't know how to present it in a way that's aesthetically pleasing, sometimes it's just not going to go. Sometimes a good poster to get someone to come to a shir makes a difference. Instead of just a flyer on the wall that just has, you know, words. If it's a nice poster with a nice image, sometimes it gets people, so yes, the aesthetics actually will get more people to come to the shir. Yeah.
What about their father Yaakov's wife? Can't have anything without Yaakov.
No. Nope. It's true. It's true. Sweetness and the imus, for sure. He can repeat it. Say it a little louder.
Yaakov's wife, the Amma. Amma was the imus.
Yeah.
Yaakov's
Chen. Yaakov's Chen. His wife also has an imus to it.
Some
players in
the old days, Noach wants a Chen b'nei Hashem, but Hashem did it. And also himself. No, Hashem saw himself. Who's
himself? Noach wants a Chen b'nei Hashem.
Yeah,
Okay. Okay, so you gotta illuminate your words. Let's come back. So again, so says the Baal Shem Tov, Tzar Tas L'Teva, make an illumination of your words. V'herich v'zeh, and the Baal Shem Tov spoke a lot about this. Look in the Baal Shem Tov Al HaTorah in this week's parsha, you'll see a lot about it. Look in the Tzavos HaRivash, the last will and testament of the Baal Shem Tov. Also, this is a big inyan. Obviously it is, because the Baal Shem Tov's whole thing was, don't just say the sitter, illuminate the sitter. Don't just learn a daf gemara as an intellectual pursuit. Bring in the light. When the Magid of Mezrich came to the Baal Shem Tov and he was testing him on Kisvei Arizal, and he said, you said it all right, but you don't know how to really enliven it. You don't know how to bring it to life. And the Baal Shem Tov started to explain the passage his way, and the room filled up with angels. You said it in a dead way. You said all the concepts right. Conceptually, you had all the ideas, but it's not alive. There's no chiyus to it. And that's what our pasuk is saying. If a person says, there's this blockage, there's this coverage, I can't break through, there's something that's covering the Pesach, right? I'm trying to find that Pesach, that opening to the light, and it's covered over. So says the pasuk, what is Noach told to do? Pesach HaTeva, ideally, Tzohar Tasel HaTeva, like the Baal Shem Tov said, illuminate all of your words. But what if you don't know how to get into the Teva? I don't have access. The Torah is not going, the Tefillah is not going. Tzohar Tasel HaTeva is not working. So what's the alternate track? Hashem told Noah how to make the opening. Pesach HaTeva B'tzida Tasim. Realize that the opening is right alongside that darkness. It's mamish right there. If you can't find an entrance point, al ze amar upesach hateva hainu ha pesach liftoach hateva v'amila shelo tiyeh segura v'atuma, the way to unlock the words that they shouldn't be closed, that they shouldn't be sealed, biso ne'elamti dumia chas v'shalom, that silence is Hashem's praise, chas v'shalom. We don't want to get stuck in that realm. We want to hear the voice of Hashem in our life. So the answer is, Bitsida Tasim. Hainu. Im Tach Bisena. If you keep searching for it, Timsa Pesach La'ateva Bitsida Daika. You'll find the entrance to the word right there alongside that darkness. Hainu Ba'oso Achoshech Atzma Bavada Yesh Or Gadol Rak Shehu Behelam. He says, I promise you it's there. And there's so many examples. Again, Kabbalah Sator is the clearest example of this. The whole thing took place in the dark, with little bursts of light. We're terrified at Har Sinai. Where's Hashem? Where's the Or? Right? Hashem's the Or ain't so. If the Torah is Kiner Mitzvah Torah Or, they're standing there in the darkness. And the Jewish people are retreating. They're pulling back. They're so afraid. Moshe Nigash Ela Rafael Asher Shom Elokim. Moshe walked into the darkness, knowing that there within the darkness, Shom, in the Arafel, that's where Hashem is found. What's the gematria of Arafel? Ayin Resh Pei Lamed. How much? 380. What's 380? It's 380 sign. Okay. What's Choshech plus Anan plus Arafel? Choshech without a Vav. I think that's how it's spelled in the Torah. Let's do Choshech, Anan, Arafel. So Arafel's 380. How much is Choshech? Choshech is 328. So what is that? So that's 708. Yeah? And Anan. Ayin Nun Nun. Not regular. 878. Okay? You got it?
No.
870. That'd be so cool if you had it. Oh, very good. Very good. How much is Shem, Cham, and Yafes? 740. No?
340, 48, and 490.
How much? 3? Yeah. So what is it? 778. 778?
Is it working or no?
So who's doing it wrong?
I've been doing math
wrong
all day.
No, I'm wrong. It's 878.
878. Oh. So say it again. So say it again. So nu. So Shem, Cham, and Yafes is gematria what? Choshech plus Anan plus Arafel. That's from the Stuchiner. How much is... What did we have? What did we say? What did we say? 878 is Shem, Cham, and Yafes? And 878 is what? Choshan, Anan, and Arafel? Okay. All right, so you can think about that. Choshech, Anan, Arafel, Shem, Cham, and Yafes. And what do we say? How much is Choshech plus Arafel? 708, interesting. That's Chain with the Nun Sofir. But okay, fine, let's leave that. Good. So you should illuminate your words. You should illuminate your words. That's the whole inning. Shem, Cham, and Yafes are the darkness. And Noach is being told, you have to pierce the darkness. That's a good way to say the Rambam, no? Shem, Cham, and Yafes is gematria, the three types of darkness that we find at our Sinai. Choshech, Anan, and Arafel. The three types of darkness we find in the Torah. Three layers of darkness in the Torah. And Noach is being told, Shem, Cham, and Yafes weren't saved in their own merit. They were saved because Noach. And Noach is told what? Tzohar ta'aseh letva. Upesach ha'teva b'tzidasim. So, chaver, what a beautiful use. That mamish right there alongside the darkness is the light, and he concludes the piece. Lo bashamayimi, v'lo me'ever le'yami, ki karov hadavar mod b'ficha v'havein. Think about this carefully. You'll understand it very well. What happens if you add Noach to Shem, Cham, and Yafes? 878 plus another 58? 936. 936. You know 936? Where's Fleischman?
What's 936?
The 936 I always like to talk about is Ikvas of the Mashicha. But Ikvas of the Mashicha is Gematria. Ki Eishev Bechoshech Hashem Orli. So Noach plus Shem plus Cham plus Yafes is Gematria. Ki Eishev Bechoshech Hashem Orli. When I sit in the darkness, Hashem is my light. It was pitch black in the Teva. I know it says Sorry Tassel the Teva. It was very dark in the Teva. It's like a jail cell, the Medrash says in the Teva. They were dwelling in the darkness. But Afal Pichin, Sorry Tassel the Teva. Knew you want light in the Teva? Then Noach, you better learn in Davin, and hopefully your words will light up the room. That's what he was being told. Ki Eisha Bechoshech Hashem Orli. Where's that pasuk? Ki Eisha Bechoshech Hashem Orli. Yeah, there's a lot of 930. I'm not going to 930. It's a Hanukkah number also. Yeah, there's a lot of things, Okay, what time is it? 10:11? All right, we'll do one last piece. We'll go to the last piece in the Parsha. It's the one that's least relevant and most relevant to us. Vayihi kol ha'aretz safa achas udvarim achadim. The world was of one language, and the world was unified. And then, of course, the Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the dispersion and created 70 languages. Okay, let's learn about it. Yesh lomar bezeh al derech halatza. We could explain in a, you know, halatza means like in a light fashion, but it's a very serious vart. You could learn this vart and say it has nothing to do with me. Or you could actually learn it as being very, very relevant to all of us. Yeshlar b'zel derech halatza. V'gam kol ha'inyan mikodem. And this whole inyan of the Dor HaFlaga, he says, I want to say a little Musar Drasha about the Dor HaFlaga. What does it say? V'yihi b'nasa mikedem v'yimtzu vika. It was a time when people wanted to rebel against God. So what did they do? They traveled Kedem, and they found themselves a Bika. They found themselves a valley. Yeah. I'll read you the pesukim. V'hi kol ha'aretz safa echas u'dvar machadim. The world was one language and had a common purpose. V'hi b'nasa mikedem. When they migrated mikedem from the east, v'yimtzu vika, and they found a valley. V'aretz shinar v'yeshu sham, and they settled there. What did they say to each other? V'yomer isha re'eyu hava nilbana levenim v'nisrav ha'lesreifa. Come, let's make bricks and burn them in fire. We'll use the bricks like stone, and we'll use the chemer for chomer. We'll make mortar and bricks, and let's build ourselves a city. And what are we going to do with this city? We're going to make it as high as the heights of heavens. V'nasa lanu shem, and we're going to make for ourselves a name. We'll make for ourselves a name. Pen nafutz al panei kol aretz. Right. Of course, Chazal learned this as the beginning of a rebellion against God. So says the Dagamachan Ephraim. Vahi ben asam mikadam v'yim su vika v'nisrafa l'sreifa v'nasalanu shem hinei ha-Torah miramezes v'kan al-kat shakaronim u'mizdamim l'shlomei emunei Yisrael. The Torah is giving a musar shmuz against fakers and liars who pretend to be tzaddikim. You have to understand how delicate the times were. You have people who think the Baal Shem Tov is a faker and a distorter and a corrupter, Rachman al-Itzlan. We have tragedies throughout history. Shabtai Tzvi, false messiahs, people who cloak themselves as tzaddikim, claim to be big tzaddikim, take people's money, take advantage of people's difficulties. So he says the Torah here is speaking about the danger of false tzaddikim. So you'll say, this has nothing to do with me. Right? I'm not a tzaddik, and I'm not pretending to be a tzaddik. I know I'm not one of the tzaddik AMS, and I don't pretend to be a fake tzaddik. But there's always the danger of us being fake tzaddikim. So what's the danger of faking it in our Yiddishkeit? Right? A lot of people come back, and I say this with rebuke and respect, people come back from Shana Aleph, and they think they're like the Gadol Hador, you know? And it's good. It's good that they should have a certain confidence. You know? It's good. There's a certain... I'm a Ben Torah. I look down on everything. I'm more chashiv than everything. My tzitzis are dragging on the floor. You know? I'm learning for a couple of months. Picked up a few yeshivish words. You know? And my parents are kofrim, and so is my local Orthodox rabbi. Am Aretz, and you know. So look at this. Look what he writes here. The Torah is hinting to those shakranim. Now he's talking about fake rebbes, people who are not real tzaddikim, who carry themselves as mamish rebbes and tzaddikim. Ulevasof ein lem kiyum v'heim kolim me'aleihem, and eventually they become exposed. Again, from the more egregious false messiahs of the Shabtai Tzvi's of the world, to just other people who've, you know, used their position of authority to take advantage of women and take advantage of people's money and take advantage of people's tsaras. Ki shikra lo koi. Shikra doesn't last. Falsehood doesn't stand. Shikra lo koi. V'humaru is a pasuk, and that's what's hinted to in our pasuk. Ki b'tchila v'hi kol ha'aretz safa echas. Originally the world was one language. Hainu dvukim b'shchina b'gematria safa. Originally the world was what connected to the shchina kadosh, to Hashem. Udvarim achadim, and of a singular purpose. Hainu machmas shayu dvukim b'Hashem, hayu beinayim achdas gadol. There was a unity, a clarity. V'lohim adarim echad b'pev echad b'leiv. There was an inner unity. You wouldn't have people who dressed one way in public, right, but acted differently in private. Echad b'pev echad b'leiv. Right, they say one thing, but in their heart they don't feel it at all. V'kapev ha'leiv hayechad. There was a time when what? When there was a unity. There are individuals who represent the wholesomeness. Aval v'hi ben asam mikedem. However, there were people who traveled mikedem from the east, as Chazal say, mikadmono shel olam, k'maimer Chazal. They moved away from the kedem. Kedem also means chadesh amenu k'kedem, from days of old. Who's the oldest? Hashem. Kadmono shel olam. Right? The beginning of the world. Hashem is kadmono shel olam. So, ben asam mikedem. Sometimes a person moves away from Hashem. V'yimtzu bika, and they find themselves a hole. Hainu, shetau v'naflu babor omek v'choshech. They fall into a deep yurida. V'od lehem, shemarim atzma katzadikim. And yet they pretend to be tzadikim. They dig a hole for themselves, some little shtibel, and all of a sudden this guy declares himself rabbi, and he gets himself a gabbai. And all of a sudden, you know, he's fearing Tish, and everyone's you know, talking to him in third person. And the guy's mamish and apikars. But he says, you know, I see that real rebbes, you know, can afford nice bekishas and have usually like some fancy silver, you know, wine pouring things for giving out l'chaims. I want that, so I'll make myself a rebbe. V'husha amru v'nilbana levenim. The pashup shot on the pasuk is what? Nilbana levenim, they made bricks. But nilbana levenim also means what? Lavan. They dress in white, rebbeisha clothing. Hainu nilbash begaldim levanim kedimin atzadikim atahorim. Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden, they're dressed in white. V'nisrafa l'sreifa, and they pretend that they're on fire for Hashem. Nisrafa l'sreifa. L'hakos kafa kaf bislavus, doing rebbeisha tenuos. You know, fear and tish, it's Friday night tish. This fake rebbe didn't even do Shnayim Mikravach Targum, but, you know, he's wearing white, and he's mamash on fire for the Rabbanu Sholem. And, you know, and the rich gevir in town is giving him a lot of money. And it's all because, just like the Dor HaFlaga said, Nasa Lanu Shem, he's trying to make a reputation for himself. Have a big moisad, you know, a big organization, we do a lot of things. You know, he's got six chassidim, but okay, he's got big visions, big dreams. V'nivna lanu ir, lichvosh ayaros tachas yaldim. And now he's trying to set up shop. He's trying to build himself a city. V'sofam, and what's the end? V'tehi lahem halavena la'oven. In the end, the lavena is la'oven. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that the bricks were used for stones. That's the pashup shot. Hainu bigdei lavanim shayu lovshim, the white clothing that they're wearing, if they're not roy to wear, hayalem le'even negef u'michshol. It becomes an even, a stumbling block. As we're about to transition to the Beis Medrash to start the sugya of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, things that cause us to stumble, you know. Va'chemer, and the chemer, which again means the earth, the mortar, Rashi Tevos chacha mufla v'rav rabbanan, which apparently is some type of lashon that. Something similar to that found in the Zohar. All of a sudden, this garb of being a rebbe, shayim machzikim u'marim ba'atzman, hayu l'chomer. The chomer, the fact that he wants to carry himself like a rebbe, turns to chomer. Chomer means just raw substance. You'd be exposed as being a very physical, earthly person. It was all about your reputation. It was all about the money. It was never about Hashem. It was never about Torah. Kipshuto. Litboa v'lipo b'socho. V'yafetz Hashem osam misham. And Hashem will then scatter everyone from there, right? When the Rebbe becomes exposed by being a charlatan, and he's pretending to, you know, interpret your palm, and the guy doesn't even know how to read Rashi, but he knows how to read your palm, and tell you your future. The guy's a charlatan. Kisham balal, hainu bavonosenu harabim, disoral yaldim kitoto meriva v'sinaschinam v'nivlas fasam. It leads to exactly what is described in the Pashup Shana, the breakdown of common goals and language. And it turns just into big machlokas, and it's all sitra achra. It's all the trick of the Yitzhahara. She'ein echad yodea masha sheni medaber, to the point that one doesn't even know what the other one's talking about, and everyone goes and has to try to make his own. You know, he wants to build his own name, his own reputation. So he has his own funny anhagos, and none of it's built on kedusha and tara and Torah. Right? So again, you can read this piece. You could say it's in its historical context. He's speaking against, you know, who he's calling the fake rebbes. The ones who are challenging, let's say, Torah Bal Shem Tov, right, who he holds to be the real rebbes. But it's also true for us. It's also true. You have to ask yourself time and time again, am I echad b'peh v'echad b'lev? Am I sincere through and through? Do I sometimes chuckle a little bit harder because I know someone's watching? Or do I not daven with kavana because, you know, I know no one's watching? When I missed the last minion and I realized I forgot to daven ma'ar, but now I'm davening Shmona Esrei b'yachidus, yeah, in my dorm room, am I also davening with the slavas, or like I'm just being yoytzizayin, so I'm running through it? Am I consistent? Am I avodas Hashem? It's a very chashuv thing to think about. It's not only for, you know, real rebbes versus fake rebbes. It's for a Jew who's sincere through and through, and a Jew who's just putting on a show. So I guess I'll just end with the words of the Pia Zetzner Rebbe, whose yahrzeit is this Shabbos. Pia Zetzner Rebbe writes at the beginning of Chovas HaTalmidim, he says, my dear student, he's writing to the student, he says, my dear student, I'm not trying to force you. Chinuch does not mean forcing you to go through the motions. I don't want to force you into anything. I want you to choose a life of Torah and mitzvos, where it permeates your being, where he says, you're not only able to put on a good performance, that's obviously the English translation. He says, I don't want you to be a good performer, I want you to be a good yid. So I guess that's the bracha that the Degel Machaneh Ephraim gives us in this last piece. Be a good yid. Be a sincere Jew. When you find yourself in the dark, realize that the Pesach HaTeva B'tzidot Tosim, that the opening is mamish right there. You just have to stick with it a little bit longer. And then Amir Tzashem will be zoicha to dwell in the light of Kudsha Brichu. Shkoich.
Oh,